Another senator's been sucked into the citizenship quicksand, with Tasmanian Independent Jackie Lambie resigning from the Senate today after discovering she's a dual citizen. But as one parliamentary career comes to a halt, at least for now, another's undergoing a revival, with former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally to contest the Bennelong by-election next month for Labor. Here's political reporter Tom Iggulden with the latest developments in Canberra.
Oh, the irony. Christina Keneally, born in Las Vegas, USA, will face off against John Alexander, who was born here and represented Australia on the International Pro Tennis Tour. The difference? Ms. Keneally long ago renounced her American citizenship. Mr. Alexander, who acquired UK citizenship through his father, did not. She says Mr. Alexander's blunder is not why she's running for Labor in Bennelong.
I mean, that's why we're having this by-election, but that is not why I am running. I am running because this is a moment. This is an opportunity for the community in which I live to stand up and say to Malcolm Turnbull, your government is awful.
Labor leader Bill Shorten unveiled his star candidate and is trying to make the by-election a referendum on Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
It has fallen to the people of Bennelong to send a message against the dysfunction and the chaos of the current government, the policy paralysis, the failure of leadership. That's what this by-election is all about.
Ms. Keneally was thrashed in the only election she contested as Premier in 2011. The Labor government she led was beset with corruption scandal after corruption scandal, many centering on the now jailed Eddie Obeid. Speaking from Manila, where he's attending the ASEAN summit, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says she was hand-picked by Mr. Shorten for Bennelong.
My message to the voters of Bennelong is you have an outstanding local member, John Alexander, who was delivered for Bennelong. Don't let Christina Keneally do to Bennelong what she did to New South Wales.
As Ms. Keneally plots her return to the political stage in Canberra, Tasmanian Independent Jackie Lambie is bowing out, though it may well be temporary.
Oh, you know what? I'm gutted. I don't know who's gutted more. My dad or I.
Her father, born in Scotland, unwittingly conferred UK citizenship on her, a fact confirmed by the British Home Office this morning, leading to an emotional resignation today.
I rang him up this morning when I got to the office and I said, Dad, I said, you are a dual citizen and I'm your daughter and I love you, but I'm also a dual citizen. So it's game over.
But it could be game on again before too long. What the citizenship crisis takes, it can also give back. Labor's Justine Key stands a decent chance of being rubbed out due to timing issues with her renunciation of UK citizenship. Her seat of Braddon on Tasmania's northwest coast is Jackie Lambie's backyard.
Certainly if there would be an opportunity in Braddon, depending on what is going on up here. You know, politics, as you guys know, just changes very, very quickly. So we're just going to take it as it comes.
And there's some choice advice from Jackie Lambie to Justine Key, who's still not standing down despite those questions about her citizenship.
I haven't slept for nearly 4 days, not knowing what's going on. If they want to continue to live like that, if they actually have a conscience, then be my guest. But quite frankly, and I'll tell her right now, the people of Braddon will not appreciate that.
Though Labor may well soon be facing off against Ms. Lambie in one of its most marginal seats, it was able to put that aside today as she exited the Senate. Opposition Senator Doug Cameron was among a bevy of colleagues from across the political spectrum to praise her uncanny political skills.
She has been an absolute force of nature in this place, and no one was ever bored when Senator Lambie was on her feet. I didn't agree with everything that Senator Lambie argued in this place, but you could never, never say that she did not stand with conviction and courage for the issues that she was raising.
The government too offered a warm valedictory for her.
The Senate has been the richer for your membership of it.
The Coalition's Senate leader, George Brandis, says she leaves with the love and affection of many in the chamber, including himself.
Passion is a word that is used too freely, too loosely in politics. But, Senator Lambie, you have prosecuted your beliefs and the causes that you care about with real passion, and as a result, you have been very effective.
They know what I've done. I've been able to transform and grow into this job, and I've been able to do that in a pretty short period of time. I'm very grateful that I had 10 years in the army and that adaptability that they had taught me was able to kick in up here.
That certainly sounds like someone not yet done with politics, but for now she says she's happy to get out of Canberra's increasingly bitter political environment. Tomorrow morning that could be on display again when the same-sex marriage survey results released. The Prime Minister's already laying down the law to a group of his coalition colleagues who've drafted a last-minute private members' bill with strict religious protections. He says if the survey comes back yes, it'll be an existing bill that'll be debated and not the new one.
And amendments can be moved, and if people want to move an amendment of that kind, well, you know, they can. I think it would have virtually no prospect of getting through the Parliament.
The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull ending Tom Iggulden's report.